Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to see everybody this morning. Kind of a packed house here today as we are going to be celebrating baptism and confirmation and new members. And a little bit later on, I'll be talking about, is there a way to reset our hope? So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Join together there in our bulletin, our call to worship this morning. Sing a new song. Sing praises to our still laughing Easter God. For God has taken extra or ordinary things. Sing to Christ a new song. Well, let's join together there this morning. And we're going to be singing our first hymn. We're only doing three verses. Verses 1, 3, and 4. If you want the hymn book, it's 379. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. Well, let's join together there in our bulletin again for our opening prayer. Living God, you are the fire that burns within us. Open our hearts to your presence revealed in worship today. Let us encounter you in every phase and movement of worship, song, prayer, word, baptism, confirmation, and membership. Inspire us with renewed hope and spirit to serve you. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. I'm going to invite our kids, if they would make their way down this morning. Come on down. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Did you like waking up and it was cold this morning? You like the cold? Better than the hot? Yeah. Well, it's going to be a little chilly this week, and then it's going to be a little warm again, isn't it? And then we'll kind of be in that spring weather. What's spring about? What happens in the spring? What? Yeah, the plants come back to life. Have you seen your flowers come up in your flower beds? Now, for some of you, they may have come up and been up for several weeks because of some of the warm weather. So, now what does that mean when they start coming back up again and then they start blooming and opening up? What does it remind us of? New life, yes. Yeah. Because some of the plants you have, I bet you your mom and dad haven't even planted those yet. Those will be a little bit later on, but the perennials, they come up, and they're there. Now, what are some of the perennials that are up early, adults?
Daffodils,
yeah.
Tulips,
yes. What was that one?
Crocus.
Oh, crocus. Wow, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah.
Now, I know Eric probably, dandelions is a good thing because of those bees. They get to feed on those. And, all these perennials that come up every year, and it spring starts to remind us of new life. Well, today, you're going to stay in the service and get to see some people be baptized, and we're going to be pouring water on them. And they're going to be making a confession of faith in Jesus. Then we're have two confirmands that I'm going to be anointing with oil. And we're going to ask God's Spirit to come upon them and empower them and gift them and use them in life. And then we're going to receive in some new members. And that is signs of new life. The new life Jesus brings to us. Because he's been raised from the dead, which we celebrated, what? Two Sundays ago on Easter, didn't we? Yes. That he's alive and well, and he's touching people's hearts. And for some of you, you may experience that too one day. Because I already know of one that's going to be in confirmation this next time around. And when we start to get up 6th, 7th grade, that's when you can join in there. But these signs of life are so important. And why is that? Because when we first see those flowers come up, it gives us something. Does anybody know what it gives us? You got it. I thought somebody was going to say beauty or something. She said hope. And that is exactly what it does. Now, we know we have hope because God raised Jesus from the dead. But sometimes when we're going through life and the pressures of life are pushing on us and we're sad or we're things aren't going well, we can kind of lose hope in the middle of that. And so we need to have like a hope reset. You know, reset. Have you ever seen that reset button on an electrical outlet? It's usually you got, they're not everywhere, but you probably got some. A little electrical outlet, two plug-ins, and right in the middle there's a white and red button you can push. And when you push one of them, it resets the electric. So you get that, you know, for some reason the power's kicked off and you can hit it and reset it. Guess what? God has a way for us to reset our home. And it's found in Jesus' grace in our life. God's grace in our life all the time. So remember, when you're feeling a little down and you're not very hopeful, reset. God, reset me. Remind me that I'm your child and that I can have hope. All right, you can go back to your seats this morning. And we are going to go to our prayer time this morning. And quickly this morning, if you have a joy or concern, a joy or concern this morning, we are going to take a few moments to go over that and let you have a chance to share. Somebody this morning, joy or concern, yep. I knew he was having some back issues, yes, but I didn't know about the other tests, so we want to keep Barney in our prayers this morning. Somebody else? Anybody else? Yes?
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken this morning. Someone else? Go ahead. Unspoken? Go ahead. Okay, who was the one, what was the one about hip replacement? Is that Jody?
No, not Georgia.
She did mention Georgia. I got that down. Okay, that's who I thought she said, but yeah. So, someone else, yep. What was the first name?
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, we want to keep Lisa in, who's going back in for bladder surgery. Somebody else? Anybody else? Somebody said something to me about that, and I didn't get confirmation, but thank you for sharing that. And Mr. Lozano, the choir music teacher at the high school's oldest daughter, has been diagnosed with cancer. I don't even think she's 26 yet, I don't think. Yeah, she's probably 25 or somewhere, 24 in there. Yeah, so, yeah. Somebody else? Anybody else? Yes. Did you say Dave?
Gage.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that, because I was hearing three different names. Wow. I know that one. Okay. Somebody else, yeah.
I know that Megan is on the monthly, but just kind of an update. She's on an antibiotic right now, and it is causing her to retain liquid. So instead of dialysis being 2 or 3 hours, it's anywhere from 5 to 6 hours now for dialysis. And they're having to do it almost every day now.
Yeah, and that's hard on your body to go for dialysis that long.
She's off the transplant list until they get this infection cleared up.
Oh, boy. Okay. Anybody else this morning? Anybody else?
Unspoken.
Okay. So we're going to go to prayer. Carla's going to play just a little bit there. While she plays, you're welcome there quietly in your seat to pray for some of these that were mentioned. If you think of a name that pops in your mind, pray for them. If you have your own needs, you're welcome during that time to talk to God. Maybe something you didn't feel comfortable about sharing and you want to pray for somebody, whoever that may be, you're welcome to do that. And then I will come and close us out through it all. So. Gracious God, as we pause today, we thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you that where two or three are gathered in your name, Jesus is here with us and among us today. We welcome you. We thank you. And we thank you for your amazing, amazing grace, your wonderful, wonderful grace that gives us hope and faith and all of these things in our lives. Lord, as we celebrate with those that are being baptized, those that are being confirmed, and welcoming in new members today, I ask that you would bless each one of them. Thank you for those that walked the journey with them and brought them to this place at this time for such a time. God, thank you for your goodness in our lives. And thank you that whatever is going on, we can always turn to you in prayer and that you will hear us. So we lift up those that have been mentioned today for Barney, for this heart test and the issues going on with his back. We ask for your healing touch and grace and strength. We pray for Jody as she's going in for hip replacement, God. We ask that you guide the surgeons. Be with her and for Lisa that will be going in for this bladder surgery, Lord, that you would guide and direct there and minister there and bring your healing touch. We lift up those that are battling cancer, the two new ones, Gage and Gabby, God. We ask for your touch for them today, your healing grace and presence to be with them. Give them faith in the midst of fear. When we hear those words spoken sometimes and be with them. Lord, we lift up Georgia and Greg and Carol and Megan, God. We just ask for your touch, your grace, your strength as they are, some of them are recovering or some of those that need to be healed and turned around. God, we just ask and lift them up to you today. Lord, we pray for any that may have been lifting up prayers just a moment ago while Carla played. God, we just join with them in their prayers and ask that you would meet those needs, whatever they may have been. And we also lift up those that shared unspoken today also. And we pray that your touch will be with each of them. God, we continue to pray for peace in our world. We continue to ask your blessing, Lord, upon our leaders at every level, God. Give them wisdom and guidance and help them to see the path of peace, Lord. And Father, we also pray that you will just bless the rest of the time together as we break the bread of your word. May it strengthen us, bring faith to our hearts. And Lord, also as we share in baptism, confirmation, and the new members today, Lord, your blessing upon that. Thank you for all of these things today. Thank you for your goodness in our lives as we ask it now in Jesus' name, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us in prayer. You know, sometimes when we're facing and in need of prayer, it's a blessing to know that others are praying for us. Just want to welcome those that are visiting with us today. Maybe you've come in to support some that's being baptized or confirmed today. And it's so good. I see many familiar faces and a few that I don't know. But we're glad that you're here today. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. I want to thank our folks that just give regularly every week. That continues the work of the local church here and the ministry that our missions team and our outreach does. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. Well, let's join together for our prayer of dedication there in the bulletin. Generous God, bless the gifts we bring today. Use them to plant seeds of faith, hope, and love. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is our next lectionary reading coming from 1 Peter. Last week we focused on verses 3 through 12. Today I'm going to read verses 1 and 2, which is going to kind of set the tone of what's going on in that day so that we can understand what's happening in 13 through 21. So let's read there from Peter, apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's chosen people who live as refugees scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. You were chosen according to God's the purpose of God the Father, and were set apart by His Spirit to obey Jesus Christ and be purified by His blood. So then, have your minds ready for action. Keep alert. Set your hope completely on the grace which will be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Be obedient to God and do not allow your lives to be shaped by those desires you had when you were still ignorant. Instead, be set apart in all that you do, just as God who called you is to be set apart. The scripture says, "Be holy because I am holy." You call Him Father when you pray to God, who judges all people by the same standards according to what each one has done. So then, spend the rest of your lives here on earth in reverence for Him. For you know what was paid to set you free from the worthiness of life handed down by our ancestors. It was not something that can be destroyed, such as silver or gold. It was the costly sacrifice of Christ, who was like a lamb without defect or flaw. He had been chosen by God before the creation of the world and was revealed in these last days for your sakes. Through Him, you believe in God, who raised Him from the dead and gave Him glory. And so your faith and hope are fixed in God, or on God. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add His blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us. Amen and amen. Well, I usually start with something funny, and I'm sure some of you may have heard this, but I'm going to share this in light of baptism today. A drunk stumbles along the river where there is a baptismal service going on a Sunday afternoon. He proceeds to walk down into the water and stand next to the preacher. The minister turns and notices the old drunk and says, "Mister, are you ready to find Jesus?" The drunk looks back at him and says, "Yes, preacher, I sure am." The minister then dunks the fellow under the water and pulls him right back up. "Have you found Jesus?" the preacher asks. "No, I didn't," said the drunk. The preacher then dunks him under quite a bit longer and brings him back up again and says, "Now, brother, have you found Jesus?" "No, I haven't, Reverend." The preacher, in disgust, this time does it again, holds the man under for at least 30 seconds this time, brings him out of the water, and says in a harsh tone, "My good man, have you found Jesus yet?" Well, the old drunk kind of wipes his eyes and says, "Preacher, are you sure this is where he fell in?" I want to talk to you about a hope reset this morning. Have you ever traveled out of the country? When we traveled to Seoul, South Korea to pick up Chase, Many things there seemed familiar enough. The airport, the city of Seoul, the roads, the signs, the stores, the shopping areas, the eating places, things that we were quite familiar with. But everything was also very strange. Culture, customs, money, language. Living in another country often involves resetting one's thinking or expectations so that people can survive and thrive. In our reading today, Peter is addressing Judeans who believed in and followed Jesus as the Messiah as they lived as foreigners. The word that's used there is sojourners. And sojourners was a fancy word for temporary residents living outside the land of Israel. And they happened to be in the area, all those towns that were mentioned in our reading, what we call today modern Turkey. Modern Turkey. Now, perhaps they fell out of place in that strange country, land that they were in. Or maybe they were struggling in their faith and they needed a reset. We don't know everything. We kind of read between the lines when we read the scriptures there. But it reminded me as I was thinking about that this week is we all need a reset now and again in our lives. And Peter's message to them offers them a way to reset their hope while facing strange times in a strange place when facing the pressures of life. So two things I want to talk to you about this morning real quickly, and then we will move on to our baptism. Two things this morning that will help us reset. First of all, setting our hope on grace. Setting our hope on grace. Well, let's think about that for a minute. In fact, if we think about it, it's true that we have been graced throughout life. Now, when I was a kid, I never thought about that. It wasn't until later on in life where I learned that God's grace has always been with us. We've experienced God's prevenient grace. That was the word that I remember first learning. It's the grace that we have received since the time we were born and up to the present now. Then we experience God's saving grace when we were born from above through faith and baptism. And those that are coming this morning to be baptized, they are going to be experiencing God's saving grace. Because right to this moment, until we baptized them, they were living according to God's prevenient grace in their lives. God's goodness, God's love in our lives because of that. Now, once we go through baptism and then we express and confess our faith, we experience God's sanctifying grace that brings us into maturity to Christ. But then there's another level, and that's our next one there, is we will be graced in the future. In the future. Peter tells us, especially if you read down a little further in our reading in chapter 1, that hope was awakened in the world when God raised Jesus from the dead. But hope is something we look forward to, isn't it? If you hope to get a new car in 2027, you're going to be hoping until you sit down or sign your John Hancock and sit down in that car and drive it out of the parking lot. Then your hope will be realized. And Peter tells us the same thing that we are living each day according to faith and hope, but one day our hope will be sight when we see Jesus face to face. And Peter doesn't, you know, sometimes, have you ever really thought about that? You know, there are times probably in our lives where, man, that's going to be so exciting. I can't wait to see my Savior. And then at times in our life, we're like, ooh, that might be a little scary to see Jesus face to face. Because he sees everything about me, faults and all. He knows it all. But Peter tells us that we're going to receive a grace in that moment. When Christ is revealed or we pass on to glory, we will experience grace in that moment that is all satisfying. Have you ever noticed sometimes we go through life and it's a struggle? And then there's times in our lives when we're going through the struggles, we sense God's presence and we know people are praying for us during those times. And we just know God's grace is with us. It's almost like it's tangible. Like somebody coming up and giving us a hug. But this is going to be beyond anything we can imagine. Because he's going to look at us, the one who loves us. And that moment of future grace, it's going to be beyond imagination. Interestingly, Peter tells us, hey, don't live like you formerly did. Let this hope of future grace that we're going to experience one day, let that shape our lives now. Okay, Peter, I'd like to do that. How do I do that? Well, that's what I'm going to talk to you next. Not only setting our hope on grace, but maintaining our hope. How do we do that? How do we maintain our hope in the meantime until that day? Well, there's two necessary attitudes that Peter talks about that set our hope fully on the grace we receive. First of all, always be mentally prepared for action. Now, Peter uses an idiom that was very common in Jesus' day. And you find it in some of the old translations of the Bible that says, gird up your loins. Have you ever heard gird up your loins? I'm getting some strange looks. There's a few people shaking their heads. Yeah. Well, this time Peter says, gird up the loins of your mind. What in the world is that? Well, it was something very common in Jesus' day. Men all wore robes or long cloaks. And when they had to do strenuous work or they had to run, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Have you ever tried to run in a long dress? That's not easy, is it? Or have you ever seen the Asian ones? You know, they go about this because it's so all the way down to their ankles and so tight. Well, the men would experience something like that too. So they would pull it up and they would use a rope to tie it around their waist. It wouldn't go all the way up so you could see everything, but it went up far enough so that they could move quickly and take care of hard work and do these different things. We have similar idioms today. Have you ever heard this? Let's roll up our sleeves and get to work. That's the same expression. Or how about this? Suit up. It's time to go. Or whatever. In other words, Peter's saying that we need to have an action mindset. Think about this. And I know this because I see it with Chase. And we were just talking about this the other day with his, the new season will be coming up in the fall. But in May, he's going to start all these tournaments. And they're going to put a lot of pressure on him because the more points he gets in his tournaments, he can make it to this last tournament, which will be played at Muirfield in Dublin, which is the famous pro golfers golf course. And Chase says, if you make it to that, colleges will be looking at you left and right. So there's a lot of pressure. And so one must be mentally prepared. And if you've ever golfed before, you know what I'm talking about. Because it's not just your strength and your ability. It's all right up in here. You win or lose right up in here. And Peter's saying the same to us. Is the way we maintain our hope is we got to keep this sharp. We got to have an action mindset. And then going right along with that, that really builds on it. The other part of that is always stay alert to reality. Always stay alert to reality. Now, when I was growing up, reality was reality. But today, with AI and CGI and all these other things, we can be fooled in an instant by things that we think's real when it's fake. Peter says, literally, be sober. Why? Because at times, listen to me, cares, worries, pressures, our own thoughts, social media can produce a form of intoxication that makes us confused and causes us to miss the reality of life and the reality that God has for us in life. And it can deflect us from living a life steadfastly fixed on grace. Now, listen, I'm not saying we're not going to worry. I'm not saying you can never be on TikTok again or whatever you want to say. But what I'm saying is we got to remain sharp. We're to remain awake and alert, giving our attention to the reality at hand so that we're able to think and act clearly and do those things that God wants us to do. This past fall, we had a gray cat that came hanging out on our deck in the back of the house. He was quite friendly, but he was cautious. Eventually, Jody gave him some food, and that was it. You know what I mean. And so we fed him on the back deck until it started getting colder. But I noticed something about him that I had never seen necessarily, although sometimes, is he would eat, and then he'd look around. And he'd eat, and then he'd look around. Always alert for other cats, other critters, which I don't blame him, because we had this big, huge raccoon that was up on our deck the other night. I turned on the light, and I was like, whoa. I said, get out of here. He took off. Well, anyways, I told Jody, I said, when it gets cold out, he's going to be in the house, isn't he? He was, and he is. I just share that because God knows the various pressures that bear down on our lives, that can distract us, confuse us at times. But kind of like that gray cat, the cat can't necessarily set his hope on grace. But we can. But maintain our hope by being mentally prepared for action and staying alert. There's the part about the gray cat, is staying alert of what's going on around us. Can we reset hope? Or maybe even say, keep hope alive and live fully in God's grace as we sojourn through life. Hope reset. Amen and amen. Well, we are going to move on here. And so I'm going to invite our two baptismal candidates, if they would make their way up the front, and if they have little towels or something that they want to bring with them. If any family wants to come up with them or their sponsors that were with them. Or I know Charlie has a sponsor. Yes. But you have your husband. Oh, he's going to take pictures. Jesus said, unless we are born from above, we cannot see the way of God. Unless we are born of water and the Spirit, we cannot enter God's kingdom. Paul said that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were buried with Christ into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead to the glory of God, we too might walk in newness of life. Baptism is a sacrament through which we are united to Christ Jesus and given part in his ministry. Baptism is a visible sign of an inward work of Christ and the Holy Spirit in our lives. In baptism, God works in us the power of forgiveness, the renewal of the Spirit, and calls us to be God's people in the world. Today we celebrate with those who are here today, Charlie and Stephanie, to join in with baptism. So Charlie and Stephanie, I'm going to ask you two questions together, and you can answer together, that's fine. Do you desire to be baptized into the faith and family of Jesus Christ? If so, say, I do. Do you renounce the power of evil and receive the freedom of new life in Christ? If so, say, I do with the help of God. There we go. Okay. So, I'm going to start with Charlie. I'm going to ask you a specific question, and I want you to answer it. So, yeah. And then I'll baptize you, and then I'll come to Stephanie. Charlie, do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? If so, say, I trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Charlie, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit. Child of God, disciple of Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And do you, Stephanie, profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? If so, say, I trust in Jesus Christ.
I trust in Jesus Christ.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Stephanie, I baptize you now in the name of the Father and of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit. Child of God, disciple of Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's congratulate them this morning. Friends in Christ, we're received into the church through the sacrament of baptism and through the affirmation of our faith in Christ. Each of these young ladies, through prayer and study, many weeks with Kathy, and we thank her for her time once again doing that, They have been led to affirm their baptism and faith, to claim in the presence of all of you a covenant relationship with Christ and members of the church. Charlie and Sadie. So as I anoint each of them, I will pray over them. May the God of peace sanctify you, fill you with the Holy Spirit, gift you, and preserve you blameless throughout your life or until the coming and appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sadie, may the God of peace sanctify you, fill you with the Holy Spirit and gift you, and preserve you blameless throughout your life or until the coming and appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's congratulate them this morning. And the confirmation of their faith and life. We forgot to do that. These are yours. We should have done this one. We were having stuff. Sorry. I thought we had a mistake. I'm going to invite the rest to come up that are our new members. Oops. And we're going to welcome them and receive them in. And so if all of you would begin to make your way up this morning. Carolyn Beatty, Charlie Craven, Stephanie Davis, Sadie Pazino, Jerry Zimmerman, and Kim Zimmerman. Once again, I will ask questions. Come on up, that's fine. Yep. You can come right up and come on up. Yeah, don't worry about dividing up. There you go. That would be great. All right. So I'm going to ask you some questions and I'll lead you in the answers to yourself. Do you promise, according to the grace given you, to grow in your Christian faith and to be faithful members of the Church of Jesus Christ, celebrating Christ's presence and sharing in the mission of this local church? If so, say, I promise with the help of God. Do you promise to participate in the life and mission of this family, of God's people, sharing regularly in worship, enlisting in the work as it serves God in this community and the world? If so, say, I promise with the help of God. Do you who witness and celebrate these membership candidates promise your continuing friendship and prayers as we share the hopes and labors of the Church of Jesus Christ? If so, all of you say with me, we promise our love, friendship, support, and prayers. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may we continue to grow together in God's knowledge and love and be witnesses of our risen Savior. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and on behalf of Lost Creek United Church of Christ, we welcome you into membership and extend to you the hand of welcome, acceptance, and love. Amen. I have all kinds of stuff here. This is Charlie. This is Stephanie. This is baptism. This is Carolyn. This is membership. Charlie. Stephanie. I did it out. Sadie. Jerry. him. And you get a little fancier one. You can put it in a frame if you like. This is Charlie for confirmation.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. You can turn around and face everybody. Let's just take a few moments and greet one another and come up and welcome them. Shake some hands. Yes. Close out. out today. We're going to be singing that chorus. We'll be taking pictures after the here in just a little bit with the family members and all those that want pictures with them. 175, if you want your hymn book, the little chorus. There's something about that name. If you're able, let's stand and let's close out and sing it this morning. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Join together in the bulletin for our benediction. As we go, may our hearts burn with God's love.
We go with the hope of peace.
Through acts of compassion, kindness, and community, through sacrifices for liberation and restoration, through commitments that bring good news to every moment, decision, and interaction, go burning brightly. Amen. Come a little louder here.